what about a place maybe out where water ran that they might set milk?
Gully.
A what?
Gully.
And do you remember doing that before you had even ice?
No. You're talking about the ice business?
No, I'm talking about maybe out on the farm before you had ice. Was there a place that you set the milk down in a
put
stream?
It down in a well.
Uh-huh.
Work on it tight in a well. We've done that a lot of times when I was growing up.
Okay. And the area around the barns generally called the what?
I don't know what you called it.
What about a lot or a barn?
You can't call it a lot because we did have a lot built on to it, you know, so they could come out in the sunshine.
Yes, ma'am. All right. And what about the place where you let them go out to graze? What'd you call that?
We had pastures then.
Okay. And the undesirable grass in a cotton field that you have to get rid of, what different
Bermuda
kind?
Bermuda graze.
What?
Bermuda.
What else? You remember?
I know. What's the name of that? That old stuff your roots get in there?
Johnson grass, is it?
Johnson grass.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They were the worst ones.
Oh, that was the worst.
Yeah.
You dig it up by roots, and the next day you go back there and be...
Back again.
Back again.
Okay. And what do you call all of those, any other different kinds of weeds you remember chopping out? That one did, in the garden or out of the cotton?
Sand spores.
Okay, that was a bad
one. It'd stick you to death.
Right. Okay, and the cotton and corn grow in a
field.
Okay, and do you have any words that mean a larger or a smaller area? Like, well, that's just a little something of cotton.
Little patch.
Okay.
It had to be a little patch now because got them allowed so they can't have much cotton.
That's right.
Used to, we plant as much cotton as we wanted to, and peanuts too.
Yes, sir. Is peanuts restricted now too?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. Okay. Okay. What about fences, Miss? What about different kinds of fences?
Well, you cut the rail so you get by wire, but used to old times.
What kind of wire?
You could buy the wire, the fence wire.
Yes, sir.
And put it up. But in olden times, they went to the woods and cut logs up and made a fence out of it. That's wood.
Uh-huh. And did you ever hear that called a worm fence, that rail fence?
Mm-hmm.
No? No. Okay. What would you call the kind of wire fence that if you climbed over it, you might snag your clothes on?
It has one thing to it. What?
Barb something?
Oh, shoot. I don't remember. It's come on a minute time. It has these little stickers in it.
Yes, sir. Is it barbed wire? Barbed or?
Barbed wire.
Barbed. Mm-hmm.
Put on top.
How do you say it?
Barbed wire.
Okay. And what about paling fence or...
Passing it up, is that what you mean?
Oh, well, I was wondering about a different name for different kinds. Snake and rider fence, you've never heard of
mm-hmm.
them? Okay. And at intervals on a wire fence, you have to put something upright out of nail.
Post.
Okay.
And I went to post.
Yes.
Dig your post, put it in there, and draw your wire up on it.
Okay. And what about if you want to make a hen start laying, something that you put in the nest to fool her? Do you remember about
it? Yeah, I used to let if I sat a hen and had some rotten eggs left, you know, some of the nests, I'd put them in there and take some fresh ones out.
Okay, what did you call that? Do you remember if you put an... did you ever see one made out of anything, not a real egg?
Oh, yeah, made out of... It's not plastic, it's white stuff.
The same thing like your good dishes are made out of,
mm-hmm.
maybe?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?